Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Said, Everyone Who Asks Will Receive. Isn't that wonderful? Everyone, not some people, every single person has a right to call upon the name of the Lord and God. Whatever they ask, God, they will receive. Now, just because they ask doesn't mean things will happen right away. But Jesus said, everyone who asks in faith, believing that God is able to give it to them. And if that's God's perfect will, then he will give that answer and you will receive it. But whatever you ask, God will speak to you about what it is that you are asking for. Right? Just like a parent, if your child, 5 years old, asks you for a car, and he doesn't have a license, will you give it to him? Maybe later, but not right now. And it's the same way with our Heavenly Father. He knows everything. And he knows when to give and when to keep us praying. Amen. Friends, I'm so happy that you're with us today and that you are following our reading of the Bible, and I'm excited that many more people are reading the Bible. One day, 23 people signed up to join the Bible Book Club. I'm so excited that people are wanting to hear the Word of God and want to read the Word of God, and we need to encourage each other in the faith, and we need to know the Word of God inside and out. We start January, we end in December. Encourage your friends to read the Bible. Amen. In Luke 11, Jesus had been out praying, and one of his disciples came to him as he finished and said, Lord, teach us a prayer, as John has taught his disciples to pray. And so Jesus gave them this prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we have forgiven others who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. A lot of people use that prayer, you know, to say it verbatim. But the meaning behind the prayer is the real story. He's saying, in that prayer, God, let your name be honored. You receive the glory. You are holy. And your kingdom soon. Why? Because there's a lot of things going on in the world. Everything is in chaos these days. And we really will not have peace until Jesus comes back. Number two, we, Lord, give us our food every day. We need not only physical food, we need spiritual food. Give us the word of God every day. Speak to us. Teach us something that you want us to know. And for forgiveness, Lord, forgive us. Why? Because we're all sinners, every single one of us. If you say you're not a sinner, you don't sin anymore, that's a lie. Because we do things wrong, and God knows that. And he made a way for us to make it right by asking him to forgive us and asking other people to forgive us. If we hurt them or if they hurt us, we need to forgive others. And we need to practice. That is a method of cleaning the slate, right? Then, he, after, and also asking him to prevent us from being tempted to fall. Help us to be strong in the time of temptation. Everybody's going to be tempted to do the wrong thing. But he will help us. The Holy Spirit will convict us and will teach us to do. Amen. And then Jesus gave them this illustration. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You would shout to him and say, "Friend, a friend of mine just arrived for a visit and I have nothing to give him to eat." He would call down from his bedroom, "Please don't ask me to get up. The door is locked for the night and we are all in bed. I just can't help you at this time. But I tell you this, even if he won't do it as a friend, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you everything you want and need just because of your persistence. And so it is with prayer. Keep on asking and you will keep on getting. Keep on looking and you will keep on finding. Knock and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives, and all who seek will find. And the door will be open to anyone who knocks. Everyone knocks." Friends, you can bank on the word of God. You can bank on what Jesus said. And he said the door is open. Right now, the door is open to you to come into his house. He wants all to be saved. He wants all to come out of the rain. He wants all to find peace. He wants all to have joy. And believe me, the world cannot give you those things. Can you imagine? Only Jesus can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. When you should be worried, you can have peace because Jesus has got your back. He's going to help you. He's going to make a way. Supernaturally. And he has done it many, many times for many, many people. And he is not going to stop now. Jesus said, all we have to do is ask him in faith. If you're testing God, but you don't really believe it, you're probably not going to get an answer. But if you ask him, believing that he is the God that will keep his word, he will answer that prayer. It might not be the answer you like, but he will answer. And he will keep, he said, to keep on asking until we receive the answer. So we're never going to stop praying. We're never going to stop asking. We're never going to stop trusting in Jesus to meet our needs, whatever it is. And if we have a humble heart, that is the best ground that a prayer can have, willing to let God lead us and guide us. Amen. Matthew 7:7 says, ask, and you will be given what you ask for. Seek, and you will find it. Knock, and the door will be open. Friends, I would love for you to know the Lord Jesus. And if you would like to know the Lord Jesus, just say this prayer after me. Father God, you are my Father. You now as my Lord. I know you forgive sin, Father God. Please forgive me, God, for all that I have done and maybe, and also to forgive those who have hurt me or if I've hurt others. Change my life. Give me a new direction. Open my heart to understand the things about you and your kingdom. Lord, I ask you for this eternal life. I ask you to be with me. Yes. Come into my heart. Make me a new creature. And I will give you praise and serve you all the days of my life. Amen. Father God, for those who prayed that prayer today, Lord, we ask that you will motivate them in their body and the mind. Father God, give them a hunger for the Word of God. Yes, Lord, it's the Word of God has power. It is a sword, Father God. We cannot go into the battle without our sword. And Lord, we're trusting in your power, not our own power, Father God. We are not able to fight a spiritual battle without you, Lord. And God, so we ask you, Lord, you deliver us. You provide for us. You give us all the daily bread. You get all the glory for meeting all of our needs every single day. And not only for us, but for the people that we love. And we thank you, Father God, that you are faithful. Your word is true. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name.